Welcome to Elsewhere with Juveria. This is a show where I, Saida Juveria Nen, will help you trace your steps and relive your travel memories as I talk to globetrotters around the world. Join me as I make you nostalgic without being elsewhere. I'm your host, Juveria, and we have with us today Jordan Barbeta from America. Hello, Jordan. Please tell us a little about yourself and what you're passionate about.
Hi, Juveria. Nice to talk to you again. Thank you for having me on. I'm from America, like you just said, and I've been living in Japan for about 3.5 years with my wife. I work here as a pilot, and my wife and I are very outdoorsy people. We're very adventurous. We love to travel, go skiing, go swimming. So Japan's really the perfect spot for us.
Mm-hmm. That sounds very interesting. So happy to have you on my podcast.
Yeah, happy to be here. Mm-hmm.
So guys, today Jordan is going to tell us about Japan. From Tokyo's seemingly never-ending sprawl to quiet contemplation in hidden temples, these two different worlds coexist. Japan wears its ancient history with pride, but still finds room for boutique capsule hotels and pachinko parlors. Away from the urban sprawl, onsen baths, soaring mountains, and remote beaches is what makes Japan a surprising contender as a destination for a break from the pressures of modern life. So Jordan, how would you like to define the local culture in Japan?
Oh man, no, the local culture here is very, I would describe it as very polite. Everyone is incredibly friendly. Everyone is very clean. The streets are clean. You know, you don't see trash cans anywhere, but there's no trash anywhere. Everyone is very polite and orderly. Overall, it's a very warm and very welcoming culture.
Mm-hmm. And what particular aspect of the culture resonates the most with you?
I think I really enjoy the fact that they're very, holistic would be the right word. You know, they eat very seasonally. No one smokes if they're not in a designated smoking area. You know, on the subways, everyone is very quiet. No one's talking on their phone. Everyone respects each other's space. And so it very much, even though you're in, you know, one of the biggest cities of the world, it very much feels like a small town kind of vibe to it, just because everyone is considerate of the other individuals around them. So not very many similarities to Americans.
Mm-hmm. My heart and soul resides in food. So what type of food do you usually find in Japan?
Oh, well, without a doubt, you got to get some ramen and sushi while you're out here. The ramen noodles with the broth, you know, there's a variety of different ways you can have it. But that's a staple of the diet, as well as the sushi. Those are two must-haves that my wife and I routinely eat throughout the week for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Are there any other specialties except for ramen?
There are, yeah. And it's going back to kind of their holistic approach. It depends very much so where you are in Japan. You know, up in the mountains where they grow a lot of apples, the orchards up there, so you can find, you know, any sort of apple delicacy or traditional food. Down here in Okinawa, they grow a lot of pineapple and goya, as well as sweet potato, purple sweet potato. So it's really cool because while you're still in Japan, you can go from one place to another and the cuisine could be, you know, pretty different.
That sounds delicious. I'm not really someone who's open to trying like new cuisines as such, but I'd love to try Japanese ones.
Yeah, it's very good. I'm still a little wary of some of the seafood products, you know, some of the creatures that appear on my plate give me a little scared sometimes, but it's all good.
Okay. So moving on, as far as my knowledge goes, Japan usually experiences a lot of tsunamis and cyclones, but I'm pretty sure that is not what the weather is like throughout the year, right? So would you like to enlighten us about the weather in Japan?
Yeah, absolutely. It's they do get quite a bit of typhoons out here from really anywhere from April all the way to October, November, around now. They get some typhoons, but it's compared to America, all the buildings out here are very practical. They're very structurally sound and they're very strong and resilient. And so the typhoons that would typically destroy American coastlines out here, seemingly don't do any damage at all. So they're definitely prepared for it. And then, yeah, in the summer, it's very hot and very humid. It's more traditional Southeast Asia weather. And then when you transition more to the winter time, especially up north, northern Japan is almost touching Russia. So it's bitter, bitter cold with very strong winds that only make it feel colder. So you really get all the extremes from hot and humid all the way to frigid. So
it must be really difficult to travel during the winters or the typhoons, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty regular occurrence if you have plans throughout typhoon season for your flights to get canceled. But being the Japanese culture that they are, they absolutely understand that. And so, rebooking flights or changing your travel plans is a very easy process compared to at least what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. So moving on to the next question. Personally, I love listening to stories as well as narrating them. And my next question is pretty much based on stories. So I'd like to ask, which is the most memorable experience you've had in Japan?
I think that'd be with my wife and I skiing in northern Japan in Hokkaido. It's near the city of Sapporo. It's in that province or state. We're just surrounded by beautiful, deep snow, snow up to our waist. And it's powdery. It's fine. It's almost like a talcum powder. And we're surrounded by beautiful forest. It's incredibly quiet and peaceful. You have all the trees. So that's definitely, the memory of skiing through the trees in waist deep powder with my wife, and then, washing it down with a nice cold Japanese beer and hot ramen at the end of the day is a pretty good way to finish it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that was quite a trip. I'm pretty sure that you would have enjoyed the snow there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's so many activities too besides skiing that you can enjoy the snow. Sapporo has a massive ice festival every year with these beautiful ice sculptures that will blow your mind, and they decorate them with lights and moving water. So it really is a cool experience where you can enjoy all the seasons no matter what your hobbies are.
Mm-hmm. Now, since we're talking about favorites, tell us about your personal favorite tourist spot in Japan.
Well, this answer may be biased because this current spot is only about a mile and a half from my house. It's in the ocean just here, near where I live. And it's some of the best snorkeling I've ever done anywhere in the world. It's truly magical. You get in the water and immediately you're surrounded by, Finding Nemo and all of his friends throughout your entire time in the water. And it's really special. I was out there just a couple weeks ago and I had an incredible interaction with a sea turtle that came out of nowhere. So it really is a cool place to just disconnect and unwind. And it's literally at our doorstep. So it's something that I'll never forget for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. And what makes it your favorite?
I think the water is for sure has something very powerful and special into it. Especially when you're in the water snorkeling, you see this whole different world that you're not used to. And the creatures in the ocean here are really pretty used to divers and swimmers. And so, the fish will come up to you and they'll interact with you, and the sea turtles aren't terribly scared of you. So they'll come see what all the fuss is about and check you out. So it really just affords a once in a lifetime experience that I can fortunately experience, multiple times throughout my lifetime while we're living out here.
That sounds amazing. Your vivid description of Japan absolutely sounds breathtaking. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for letting me share with all you.
Thank you so much for coming on my show and letting us take a stroll through your memory lane. So guys, this was Jordan Barbita with us sharing his memoirs of being elsewhere. Stay tuned to yet another episode of A Beautiful Wonderland. Until next time.